Hofheim Nissen, Tuesday the 3rd of May, Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld. Should I be scared of the night time? This week's Torah away is L'ilu Nishmas, Reb Shimon Michael Svi, Ben Reb Avram Itzkovitz, whose second Yahrzeit is today.
So we want to discuss today, Bishop Shem, something that affects every person every day. Is there a need to be scared at night? Does something happen at night? Little kids are scared of burglaries at night, etc. Is there a legitimate makor for being scared at night? And should one be scared? What goes on at the night time? Let's see what Chazal say. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that there are people who, certain people, need shmira. They need protection. Who are these people? The Gemara says, a choyle, a chosin, and a kala. Rabbi Yoni explains, a choyle, a chosin, and a kala, when there's a simcha, so the satan wants to get you, when the choyle is a din on him, the satan gets you. The Gemara continues, the yesh oimrim af talmidei chachomim balayla. Even a talmid chacham at night needs shmira. Who does he need shmira from? Who's going to attack him? Says Rashi, Mina Mazikin. The guy needs shmira from Mazikin. Dangerous forces that attack human beings and others. Okay, a Talmid Chacham at night. Why a Talmid Chacham? And why Dafka at night? The Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. There are six things that are a gnai for a Talmid Chacham. He can't wear certain perfumes in certain places. He shouldn't wear patchy shoes. The Gemara says he shouldn't walk on his own at night. Says the Gemara, why not? What's the problem? The Gemara says, because of the chashad. It looks suspicious. If we see this great rabbi walking on his own at night, we don't know where he's going. And to not arouse suspicion, he should walk with other people. Ask the man showing Brachos over there. Why does the Gemara have to bring this new reason of suspicion? The Gemara said there's mazikim. There are these dangerous forces that attack him. Answers the Mahashah, our Gemara Daf Mem Gimel is talking about in a city. In a city, life shechichi mazikim. I don't know if it means there aren't any at all or there are less, but there isn't such a worry for mazikim in the city. But outside the city, be scared, mazikim are there. So the Gemara in Chulin tells us the same Gemara in Daf Tzadik Aleph Amad Aleph right at the bottom. The Gemara says that we learn that from Yaakov, from the Gemara being Sussel, from Avram, that a Talmid Chacham should not go out on his own at night. We learn from Yaakov, Yaakov was on his own and he was attacked. A Talmid Chacham shouldn't go out on his own at night. Says the Marshal there in Chulim, even not a Talmid Chacham, even a normal person who brings a Tosis in Pesachim, even a normal person cannot walk out on his own at night. So why does the Gemara say a Talmid Chacham? It's a Chiddush. I might think to myself, the Talmid Chacham is Torah Shomer on him, which it is. But here, not enough. From the Mazikin, even if you're an Amoritz, no matter who you are, beware. Mazikin are around and you need Shmira. So you see, for this Marsha, it's not just a Talmid Chacham. But any single person should be scared of the night time. There are Mazikin around, you need Shmira. What Shmira do you need and how do you do it? And why at night are they attacking you? This can be explained to the Mara. There's a Maram, the Sivat Torah, and Perek Aleph, who dashes out the Gemara Erevin. The Gemara Erevin tells us in Dafnim Dalad Amud Beis, if somebody's walking on the derech, and he is alone, and there's nobody to accompany him, Yasik Batayra, he should learn Torah. If somebody's ill, the famous Gemara, he's got a stomachache, his whole body's aching him, says the Gemara, don't worry, Yasik Batayra, learn Torah. On a basic level, maybe not even a true level. Why? Because Torah is great. You don't know what to do. Learn Torah. Says Maran, no. There's something much deeper over here. If somebody's walking on the road and he is alone, there's no one to accompany him, the Gemara says, Yasek b'Torah, ki levi yaschein. The Gemara brings a pasuk. What happens when someone walks on the road? Says the Maharal, the world was made to be populated. The pasuk says, Loisoyu bara lasheves yitzra. The world wasn't waited for Toyev Avoy. It was there to be populated, to live, to coexist in society. When somebody goes on the road, he leaves society. To a certain degree, he leaves mankind. To a certain degree, says the Maharal, he leaves Yishuv Ha'olam. He leaves the world. Because the point of the world was to live amongst society, amongst others. When you're on the road, it's not a place of Yishuv. The world is a place of Yishuv. To a certain degree, to a certain extent, the guy's left the world. Do you know what happens when you leave the world? damaging forces that are not part of the world can attack you. Kosman's a person that's in the world amongst others. He has a shmira of the Welt. But when he leaves, Mazikim attack. Why Mazikim? The Maharal explains that Mazikim are tuffle to the Bria. They're not a real Bria. The world is full of Brias. Human beings, animals. Mazikim, it's not one or the other. When you leave the world, when you leave Yishuv, so forces that also aren't part of the Yishuv can attack you. Beware from the Mazikim. Why, if you're ill and you learn Torah, is that going to help? Maran explains, the Torah is the savior of the world. Histakel b'araisu bari al-mashah. What did he mean, of the Welt? He looked inside the Torah. Torah is the savior. When somebody's ill, what does that mean? It says Maran, very simple. The natural way of the body is to be healthy. When the body's ill, it's because it deviates from its natural course. Torah is the savior. Torah puts everything back into order. So when you're ill, it's because your body left its natural order. Torah puts everything back into order. So why? So to our case, why is it if you're walking on the derech, out from a populated area, should you learn Torah? Because the Pasuk says, Torah is levi aschein. Torah accompanies you. Once someone accompanies you, once you're not on your own, you're not prone to mazikim. Because you're back to the world. The world is a place that should be populated. To live amongst others. When you've got something to accompany you, you're no longer on your own. You're now back to the world. You now have the shmir of the world. That is why, if somebody's walking at night, they should be scared. Why? If you're on your own, you're not part of the world. But that's great if you're on your own. But why night? What is it about the night time that Mazikim come? So we're just explaining with this Maharal, when the Mazikim come? Mazikim come when you deviate, when you kiviyachol, let's call it, you leave the world. Nighttime, to a certain degree, is also not part of this world. The Torah tells us, it's Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Hayom la'asoysam v'yoyim hayom la'akal v'sarom. Today you work. And Chachamim tell us, the Olam Hazeh is called Olam Ha'asiya. It's the world of doing, it's the world where we make. Adam la'amal yulav, the Pasuk says in Eiv. What do we do at night? The Gemara in Erevin says on Daf Samachay, Laila lo'ibri laila el l'shinta. The night was only made to sleep. The Gemara also says, the Torah will explain in a second, Be'ezus Hashem. But night, Be'ika, was made to sleep. Night is not a time that we do anything. It's a time, it's Yoshev and your bottle. The world was made for Asiya. To some extent, nighttime isn't really connected to the world. The point of the world is to do. And nighttime, the point is not to do. You, in a certain way, leave the world. You no longer have the shmir of the world. That's why Mazikim come out at night. And that's why Dafka on your own, because you're also on your own, and it's part of the world. So we understand from these Makairas that nighttime is a certain, not to a certain degree, really the Shaykh Mazikim at night, because you lose the shmirah of the world. And so to a person who is on his own. How do we fight this? How is it possible that we can fight this night? But furthermore, nighttime is called Choshech. It's a dark time. You can't see. What does the word Choshech come from? Says the Maharal, V'leichasachte espincha eshichitcha. You didn't withhold your son from me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham. Nighttime is a time that's dark. You can't see. It's not a time of doing. Something that you can't see, a rule in the Torah, it's as if it's not there. Maharal and Zariah. By Avram. When Avram hits Sarah in the box, the Torah doesn't speak about Sarah. Sarah's there. Rashi asks, where is she? And Rashi asks, she's hidden in the box. Okay, she's hidden in the box, but you can still include her. You can still mention her. The Torah, the Maharal says no. Something that's hidden, it's like it isn't there. Sarah was hidden in a box. The Torah makes it as if she's not there, because she's hidden. Nighttime, in a way, is hidden. It's withheld, it's not really there. Nighttime isn't really there, it's not connected to anything. When you lose your connection to the world, you lose the Shmira. When you don't longer have your Shmira to the Welt, you're prone to Mazikim. Because Mazikim also aren't sharp to the Welt. What happens at night, Rabbi Sai? There was a famous fight that happened at nighttime. Vayivasa Yaakov levadoi. Yaakov was left on his own, and an angel followed him ad alay sashacha. The Kli Yaakov explains in Parshas Vayishlach on the Pasuk, Bepashtus, Poshut. This fight was not just a fight who's stronger than who. The angel was the star of Esav. Hu ha Satan, hu ha Yitzhara, hu ha Malach HaMavis. This Satan was trying to destroy Yaakov and blind him. The angel's name was Smile from the Lashon Summa to blind Kel, so as not to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was trying to blind Yaakov's vision that Yaakov should not be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayeodek Ishimoy, and he fought with him. Ad Aloysa Shaka. But the second the sun rose, he was no longer able to fight Yaakov. Explains the Hiyaka, which Beetz Nitzavana, which I fully myself am not your episode that way. He says that when the sun rises, you can no longer be Machish that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. When the sun rises, it's Moira. The angel, the Sar of Esav, had no shulton to Yaakov when the sun rises. And he brings the Gemar Yuma, the Chaf, and the base. That when the sun rises, you can't no longer hear the voice of the Romans, and he understands it. That there can't be Kfirah when the sun rises. When the sun rises, it's Moira on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Shmur, and that's by the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Avram had a certain pearl, a certain stone, they used to preach monotheism with, and tell the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Avram died, says the Gemara, and took it and put it in the orbit of the sun. The sun's Moira, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Satan only had Shultan over Yaakov, only had a tzad, Kolzman it was night. The second day hits, there's no longer Shultan against Yaakov. Nighttime is a time where we keep Yochel leave the world. It's a scary time. Lemaisa to us, it affects us, it even affects our tefillahs. The Gemara in Bracha says in the Vav and the Beis, a person should be very careful by tefillas mincha, because Eliyahu Hanavi comes by tefillas mincha. Now the Gemara does continue and say also Shacharis and Ma'ariv, but the Gemara starts off only by mincha. What's so great about mincha? The Mincha Eliyonavi comes. Mincha, the tefillah's a makubal. Says the Kliyaka and Parshas Chayisara on the Pasuk, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basodeh Lifnois Orev. Chachamim tell us, it's Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara starts off with the Machlekes, where the Korbanus is Kordega Korbanus, or the Avos. The Gemara says it's both. Tefillah's the Kenega the Avos. Yitzchak Lasuach Mincha, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basodeh Lifnois Orev. He davened. Where do we see that there's some inuit by mincha? By mincha, you're answered straight away. Says the Kliyaka, because Yitzhak was davening for his bashet, and the second he finished davening, Batissa in Abaya, Vinet Gamal in Barim. Batissa, listen to the Tirit Yitzhak, Batipal Ma'ala Gamal, and she said, Batom Ever Mishal Azer, Vayama Ever to Adoini. The second Yitzhak finished davening, came Rivka. We see from here that the Mi'ikor with Tfilas Mincha was Mesaken, Yitzhak Tfilas with Kal Mi'ad, which we do not see by Avram when he's Mesaken Shacharis, or by Yaakov when he's Mesaken Ma'ariv. We see it only by Mincha. Says the Kliyaka, why? What's the great deal with Mincha? Says the Kliyaka, because nighttime is Midas Hadin, and Mincha is furthest away from nighttime. Shacharis is done at nighttime. Ma'ariv is done at nighttime, excuse me. Shacharis is done right by the night before. You're allowed to start davening straight away. When can you start davening mincha? Lahalacha. Half an hour, shas zmanios, after chatzos. Mincha's right in the middle of the day. Says the Kliyaka, it doesn't have the kitrug that Shacharis and Ma'ariv have. That's why mincha is the most ma'ur, the most makubal. It doesn't have the kitrug. It doesn't have the midas hadin that nighttime has. This is very scary. What does this mean to us? That means we should really only daven mincha, what Shacharis and Ma'ariv, it's infested, it's plagued with midas hadin? Maybe yes. But maybe there's a tikkun out of it. The Gemara says in Brachas, on Daf Daled Amud Beis, Eizui ben olam haba. Who is a ben olam haba? And the Chofetz Chaim explains in Taras Abayis, the difference between someone who's zoich elecha olam haba and a ben olam haba. A ben olam haba, the Chofetz Chaim explains, is one level up. Who's a ben olam haba? Zeh ha-somech ge'ula le'tfilah. Somebody who's somech ge'ula le'tfilah. What does that mean? You make the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goal Yisrael, and then you daven. You're a ben olam haba. Asks Rabbeinu Yoina in brachas. Perish on the Rif. Why? What did he do to be a ben olam haba? It's so easy. What's the kavan? What's the meaning behind being tzomech ge'ula le'tfilah? Says Rabbeinu Yoina two answers from his Rebbe. The first answer is, when you say the bracha God Yisrael, what are you doing? You're remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. When you remember Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, what was the kavanah? To become his avadim. Ki avodai heim, says the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're now my avadim. When we make the bracha God Yisrael, we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. What was the point to be Avadim? What's Avodah? Easy Avodah, which is the Gemara Tavitz in the face of the Aleph? Avodah. Tfilah. Tfilah is Avodah. We don't have korbanos in Korban Yachal. We say in the Minch of Yom Kippur Katzom, Tzumaram Erech Shevach. If we don't have a korban to offer you up in that substitute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem, take up my prayers. And that's here to go to Mitzrayim Tfilas Mincha. Vayetzi Yitzchak lasuach basade ein sicha ela tefila. Sivas lashem tefila. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, tefila la'oni kiyatoif v'lifnei Hashem yishpoich sichoi. Sicha is the lashem of tefila. So we see from here, Rabbosai, that shachris and mariv, there is an inyan to be sumach kun l'tefila. That's the first answer of Rabbeinu Yonah. That the kavana of tekas avotam to be an eved, then you go and daven. That is the point of yitzias mitzvah to become avodim. The second heresy says, is it shows how much bitachon you have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we were taken out of Mitzrayim. We were taken out of Mitzrayim besuch the bitachon of our Avosenu HaKadoshim. Then you go and daven, you're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much you believe in tefillah. Because why send God Israel to say, Hashem, remember you took them out? Hashem, please save me. You're so much bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a ben olam haba. Two sibbas where you're a ben olam haba, says Rabbeinu Yonah. We only make this bracha by shachris and marif. We don't say in mincha, the bracha God Israel. Why? Well, very simply. Because the Gula happens at night and in the day. The Gemara Bracha says that at night, Chatzos is the Gula with Makas Bechairus, and that morning we left Bechipazin. According to what I was saying, Rabbi Isai, we can say in Yumahalach, in Havana, how this Bracha helps by Shachris and Marif. According to the Kliyaka and Chayisara, there's a Midas Adin, there's a Kitchub against Shachris and Marif that, in a way, affects our tefillahs. Because there's a Midas Adin. How do we fight that? We fight that with Rachamim. When we left Mitzrayim, Rabbi Isai, what happened? The top HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, after you put the dam on the mezuzahs and the mashloif, upasachti aleichem v'lo yeh bohem negef. I'm going to skip over you, there'll be no negef. What's the translation of upasachti? Says Unkelus ve'ichos aleichem. I'm going to have rachmanos on you. Says Rashi upasachti v'chamalti aleichem. I had rachmanos on you. That night is called Lel Shemurim. You're safe. Safe from what? Says Sifri, Lel Shemurim Ubam and Amazikim. There's no Mazikim that night. Because Mazikim come at night with his Midas Adin. That night was Kulay Rachamim Upasachti Aleichem. Uchamalti Aleichem. Hashem had Rachamim on us. When there was so much Rachamim in the veld, there was no Midas Adin. This was that Klal Yisrael was saved. By Shacharis and by Mariv, there is a Midas Adin. But when you make the Bracha Goal Yisrael, do you know what you're doing? You're remembering the rachamim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That rachamim battles the Midas Adin at night, which affects Shachris and Mariv, and that's Me'ula Shebetzvillas. There's five nights of Hakira in Londus, in Brachas and Simon Beis, whether the Bracha Geula helps the Tfilah, or whether the Tfilah needs the Bracha beforehand. According to this, the Bracha for the Geula for sure bumps up the Tfilah. That Bracha, you must give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas HaRachamim. You remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you remember the Rachamim you had? That's going to save us, or help the Kitchug of Din that happens. Because that was the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim of Lel Shemurim. And this is not just Hashkofa, La Halacha, the Ramah Paskins and Simon Taf Pei Aleph. That a person on Lel Haseda, on Tesla of Nissan, does not have to say the full Kriya Shema Lamita. Why not? Because he's safeguarded. Why is he safeguarded? Because at night time there's a Midas HaDin. One night a year we don't have din. It was Kulay Rachamim. There was nothing to worry about. And we see Rabbi Yisai that Midas HaRachamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moira on Klal Yisrael that day, stayed in that day every single year, B'chol Shana B'Shana, we don't say it. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks Akasha. The Torah says, V'gadat al-vincha b'yoyim v'hu le'amor. You have to say to your son on that day, Ba'avuzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi Mitzrayim. You have to say to your children on that day, Ba'avuzeh, because of this, asa Hashem li b'tzeisi Mitzrayim. V'gadat al-vincha b'yoyim v'hu. You tell him on the day, Ba'avuzeh. What's Ba'avuzeh? So we all said 1.5 weeks ago, when there's matzo maro, that's at night. But the pasuk says, so you tell him in the day, but you say, so it's a steer, what's going on? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that night was turned into day. And the Torah can call that night yoyim. Even though it was a night, and all the mitzvahs are at night, the Torah calls it Yom. Why? According to this, it's glatt. Because of the midas harachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, night is din, when you mahapich that with rachamim becomes day, and that's how the Vilna Goin learns manishtana. Manishtana halayla azeh learns the Gra'an Izagada. Why this night are there so many mitzvahs? What's kavana in the Gra's kasha? Rashi Menachah says in Afmen Gimel Amud Beis that roif mitzvahs are in the day. Why tonight do we have all these mitzvahs? Mitzvahs are in the day. Because the night of Leila Seder, the light of Lel Shemurim, is not actually a night. It's a day. And that answers the kasha. You know, when we left Mitzrayim, there were two dams. There was dam from the Ziz and the Mashkaf, the Korban Pesach, and there was dam Mila. Dam Mila? Mila you don't do at night. It's absurd. Of course, you have to do in the day. How could they do Mila at night? Because that night was not a night. It was a day. Because night is a night when there's a kitchup for Midas Adin. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with this Midas Arachim, it's not a night. And now we can understand how we start off Maariv. Every night we say this, and it's a Pella. Have we ever thought about it? How do we start davening Maariv? Vehu Racham! Hashem, have Rachamim! Ich ape avoin, please Hashem, forgive me! Vehir malahashiv apoi! Hashem, don't flare out your anger on me. Hashem, Moshia, HaMelech Ya'aleinu. What are we doing? Why are we pleading for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim? Why are we saying, Hashem, forgive me? Minach, we don't do this. Suddenly, Maariv comes a night, a yid. Racham, Hashem, rachamim, please. Because nighttime is a very scary time. It's a time of din. And the second we have a chance to tefillah, we stop the racham. We ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim. So it comes out, Rabbi, when do these mazikim come at night? What is there to be scared of? The mazikim come, number one, we're on our own. When we're on the derech, we're poyresh from the world, so to speak. We've lost the world's shmira. Number two, night's midas adin. The only way to fight midas adin is with midas arachamim. There is one eight that the Maharal speaks about. The Maharal, the Gemara be'etz, and Darshan Zad, the Pasuk. Kiner mitzvah v'toyra or. And the Gemara in Soit and Dafchaf Aleph, and the Aleph Darshan Zad, this Pasuk. The Torah tells us, it's a pasuk mishnah. Ki ner mitzvah v'toyrah or. Ner is a mitzvah. A mitzvah is like a candle, but Torah is or. Torah is light. And the Gemara brings a moshul to a person walking down. And he's scared. He doesn't know what's around. And he's scared of thorns and thistles and ditches. You take a candle, and a candle will stop that because you'll see where you're going. But that candle isn't going to help wild animals from coming and attacking him. The Torah are, but once the light comes up, then the wild animals go away. The animals only come out at night. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Says the Maharal in the Sivak Torah in Perek Aleph, Ki ner mitzvah. Mitzvah is a candle, and mitzvah is able to be showing you, calls mine, you're doing it. But Torah are. Torah is are. It's not a candle. A candle doesn't light up the whole entire Welt. A light enables you to see where you're going. But Torah or. Torah is mahapech, the night into the day. That's why the Gemara in Erevin says in Daf Samachay that the night was only made to sleep because you don't do anything as we explained. But the Gemara continues, V'layim b'sira el l'girsa. But the night was also made only to learn. Two things, sleep because we don't do anything, but you have to learn. Why do you have to learn? Because Torah is light. Torah changes the night into the day. And then you have nothing to be scared about. So it comes out, it's better machlokes other mazikim nowadays. Does it really apply? The Maharal says that our mazikim at night. So what can we do? Number one, if we're amongst other people, if there's a yishuv, we have the world shmir. But number two, an even greater etzah. Instead of just being amongst other people necessarily and just being bottled, which might save you, one could be oisek in Torah. Because the two kitrugim are midas adin, and when you're on your own. So when someone learns Torah, adirav akavachoyin and achabura, it's not just pshat he's saving himself. He makes the night into the day, and then you have the midas arachamim. So to answer our original question, how we started off, is there something to be scared of at night? Yeah, if you hold the ramazikim, there are, but there are ways to get around with it. To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas arachamim, to save your racham, to be so mechgul letzvillah, and to learn at night. When we learn at night, the night becomes day.
Go ahead.